I want to draw your attention to an issue that seems to be, of course, a major topic of conversation in our time, and that has to do with the matter of financial security. We have people who are fearful about the future. I was at a conference earlier in the year. There was a significant presentation of the Y2K problem, what's going to happen to our culture when it hits the year 2000 and all of the computers that we depend on aren't up to speed. Is there going to be a terrible chaotic result in the banking world so that all of a sudden there won't be any money and the people who are supposed to be accounting for the money that we have placed in various places will no longer be able to do that? All that information may be lost. I ran into people who are notable in the Christian ministry, people who are well-known writers in some cases and theologians who are purchasing land in obscure parts of Texas and building bunkers full of 10,000 cans of baked beans to get ready for the entire economic collapse that's going to come in the year 2000. There are people who are greatly distressed about the downturn in the stock market and worried about whether or not this is a foreboding of a continual decline in which all that they have somehow amassed to secure their future is going to be sort of systematically and slowly whittled away. People worry about their own economic situation, perhaps because they have overextended themselves in debt, because perhaps they owe credit card debt that is crippling and takes away some of the discretionary use of their resources. There are people who fear the loss of their jobs. There are people who fear that somehow in the future they're not going to be able to sustain the life of their family in a way that is called for when their children get old enough to go to school, go to college. They won't have the resources. Others are fearful about their retirement. What's going to happen if the always seemingly threatened collapse of Social Security were to come? How would we live in those days? Now, there is always a series of doomsday prophets who want to camp on our fears. The possibility of future economic collapse that's laid before us by those who are negative and prophets of doom. Those fears are reasonable fears given our dependence upon the money that we have saved or that we hope to earn. How are we to approach all of this? We are hammered, as it were, by these kinds of fears in our society through the media and through those who would want to frighten us. How are we to understand all of that? To answer that question, Matthew chapter 5 is the appropriate